This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Robb.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sakanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, you guys. I was watching Jimmy Haslam, the Browns owner, was speaking today, and
he looks no different than he did 10 years ago.
Does that mean he's aged well, or that he just looked bad before?
The plastic surgery. That dude's face is pulled.
I think it means that he looked old 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
And it may be both. Maybe he aged well, too, but he looks exactly the same.
I'll say this. His plastic surgery hasn't gone... He looks plastic surgery face, but it's... He hired a good surgeon. It's not gone full Jerry Jones yet. But anytime that Jimmy Haslam, Mike Brown, who's the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, or Jerry Jones talks, all of their fan base should just hang their head and be like, oh my God, what are we doing? They might be the three biggest morons in front of a microphone in sports. I do enjoy that Jimmy Haslam today went out of his way to say that Shedeur Sanders was not his draft pick. On his draft pick.
Don't blame me.
He's like, hey.
I know y'all hate me, but it's not my fault.
Hey, I'd say that too. Wouldn't you?
I was like, what?
Yeah. It's not my fault.
You're fourth round pick or fifth round pick. And he's like, hey, that's that guy. That's Andrew Berry. That's my GM. It's not my pick. Like, what? Why? What good does it do if you're the owner to come out and be like, I didn't want the kid, but I guess he's here, so whatever.
Is that better or worse than saying the reason they picked Johnny Manziel is because a homeless guy told him to?
Yeah, what is happening?
He said that?
Yes.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah.
What?
That, like, he was going into one of their final days of draft prep or something, and he was at the facility, and some dude sitting on the ground outside was like, hey, you should draft that Johnny Manziel guy. And then he told this anecdote after they drafted Johnny Manziel.
It's like, I guess when you're just that rich, you just think you can, like, there's no consequences.
Do stuff on a whim, like, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, it's not that you just think that. That's true.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
They get away with whatever they
want. Well, if you're the owner, there is no repercussion unless you, like, do some David Tepper Jeans Friday thing.
Well, it's like a toy to them. Like, do you think if you had $20 billion and you were an owner of an NFL team, there would be some sports radio guy somewhere just lamenting how dumb you are?
Probably.
I'm guessing there would be.
But I'd like to believe that if I had that amount of money and I was the owner of a team, I'd like to believe that I would have the self-awareness to not be an idiot in front of a microphone.
I think some of it is age. I mean, where's Jerry now? Well, I'm serious. Like, you lose self-awareness.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
When you get that old, you have no filter.
Yeah. Smiles and glory holes.
What's Jerry?
He's got to be in his 80s. He's probably, 83, 85, something like that?
82. Okay, Jerry's 82. How old do you think Haslam is?
He's got to be younger than that. So I'm going to say...
Okay, way younger.
Yeah.
He's 71.
he's spry.
So should we...
I think Mike Brown is... He seems like he's 1,000.
Should we expect more from Jimmy Haslam only being 71? Or is it okay that he acts like an 82-year-old? Because I do think it is... Some of it is age. You know, the same thing happened with Al Davis. It's happening with Jerry Jones. Yeah. It's not like these guys were idiots.
Mike Brown's 89.
Oh, wow. Well, at least you don't hear from him much.
Yeah, every now and then. Well, his daughter, who's just as dumb as he is, they're just... Tepper is the youngest one. He's the guy for the Panthers. He's the guy that stopped outside of a bar.
67.
He's 67.
Oh, yeah. He didn't like the promo they were running that was talking trash about the team.
Yeah. He just stopped at a random North Carolina bar because they had a reader board, like a sandwich board out front that said something about, like, if they throw a pick or if someone loses, you get a drink special,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, one of those pick six burger things or something like
and
that.
And he just
yeah.
stopped by to get into a verbal, impossible physical confrontation with a bar owner. Like, the bar owner's like, are you kidding?
You got to light up the manager of this burger joint.
It's like, what is happening? I maybe that's, you just get rich and so you just think, again, you can do whatever you want. But I was just scrolling through in the last, you know, probably week, and now that we got NFL camps open, we've got Jerry Jones out there being like, well, I don't want to give anyone a contract because what if they get arrested? Hey, man, it happens. And then I got Mike Brown, who looks like the Crypt Keeper. He's out there basically saying in Cincinnati, they don't want to sign anyone. He's like, they couldn't sign their first round pick. They're not signing the one good defensive player they have. And he's known as like the cheapest guy in the world. And he's just up there mumbling through, this is the way we do things in Cincinnati. And I got Jimmy Haslam today. For whatever reason, in the middle of a press conference, he just wants people to know that he hates one of his quarterbacks and just don't blame him because he didn't want to pick him. That's the GM's pick.
I have hot ownership facts for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
On who? What are we dealing with?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, I would. I mean, you brought it up.
Okay, so you said, what's the guy's name in Cincinnati?
Mike Brown, who might be the cheapest, and honestly, him and his family might be the worst owners in the NFL, and that's saying something.
Have they won the Super
Bowl? No, they have not. Every now and then, they stumble.
They've been to a couple?
They've gotten there a couple times.
They've gotten there a couple times.
They got the Rams.
They got two way back when they went there and back in the 70s and 80s and lost. In fact, they were the infamous
Joe Montana,
John, yeah, Joe Montana, John Taylor.
Yep.
And then they got there with Burrow, damn near won it.
His rookie season? Was his rookie year or his second year?
I think it was second year. I thought his rookie year he got hurt. I think it was his second year. Right. And then they had a nice run there with Carson Palmer, where Carson Palmer basically said, I want nothing to do with your bullcrap organization, which, by the way, if Joe Burrow had any sense, he would have said that too and be like, I do not want anything to do with your crappy-ass organization. They're cheap. They won't spend money. And they run everything on a shoestring. And every now and then they stumble their way into a good team because they get a quarterback. But it might be the worst run front office in all of football.
Okay, so he's 88.
Yes. And his daughter is just as bad as she is. She's like the chief negotiator.
So he is 88.
Yeah.
Do you know that there is someone who is... He's the second oldest NFL owner.
Okay.
Do you know that there is someone 13 years his elder that owns an NFL team?
What?
Did you know that?
No.
There is a 101-year-old NFL owner.
Oh, but it's the wife runs it, right? Isn't that the...
Well, she's the owner.
Is it Gail Benson?
No. Gail Benson... I just saw her on here. Where was she?
Is John Mara still alive? Is that who it is?
Gail Benson's only 77. No, it's Virginia Hallis McCaskey.
Oh, that's right.
Of the Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears.
She's 101.
Yeah, something tells me she's...
God.
Something tells me she's not in
Let's
there.
Let's put a microphone in front of her and see what Big Sook says. You know what I'm saying? Like, there comes a point where, like, you just gravitate, you get older, and you gravitate towards less and less awareness, and then you just talk nonsense, and then they just have to just stop interviewing you.
Yes.
It's like, look, we need to do this woman a favor and just not put her on the mic. And Jerry Jones is getting close to that, and so is Mike Brown, apparently. Youngest owner, can you name? It's not Jodes.
Youngest owner. Well, she's not an owner.
Well, but she's technically listed on here. She's 65.
I'm trying to think who would be young. Ursae's daughters.
Guess the age. Well, okay, so this was done last year, so Ursae's on here, but you're right. Ursae's daughters would now be the youngest.
They would be the youngest.
Because I'm sure they're in their 40s, maybe.
The guy that just bought the Commanders, Josh Harris, is probably fairly young.
He's tied. For the youngest, yeah. There's four owners that are this age.
So 60? No. 60?
No.
60?
50,
no? 59. Oh, okay. 59's the youngest, huh?
Yep. Four of them. Josh Harris.
He's tied.
Clark Hunt.
Oh.
Of the Chiefs.
I don't think of that, but again, that's a family that's been passed down.
Yeah. Michael Bidwell of the Cardinals and Brian Glazer of the Bucks.
Oh, again.
All 59.
Yeah, another, Glazer's another, what is it?
Legacy type. His parents, yeah.
So we don't have any, like, Ryan Smiths, like, you know, out there, some.
Well, like you said, the Ursae daughters now, but.
Yeah.
They're all in their 60s, 70s, and 80s.
How old's Mark Davis then?
Except for Virginia. Mark Davis.
He's got to be. He's not that old, is he?
Is. 69.
Oh. I guess that's. I mean, he's been around a while. Al's been gone a while. I don't know why I thought he might be younger than that. Maybe because he's had the same, like, 12-year-old boy haircut for all those years. Makes me seem a little younger.
I feel like Art Rooney's a million years old, but it's the second. Art Rooney the second.
Yeah.
And he's 71. Mm. Steelers.
What's a and Shad Khan doesn't really project as a super old.
74.
Really? He looks good.
Yeah, he does look good. Nice and tan.
Mustache takes 10 years off.
Well, he dyes that mustache. Yeah, he does. That's the key.
Well, and Kroenke has the bad toupee and the dye job.
76.
Okay.
The old guys.
It's old. Yeah, all right.
So the old guys are Arthur Blank at 81, Jerry at 82, Bob Kraft, 84, Stephen Ross, 85. Janice McNair, she owns the Texans. She's 88. Mike Brown's 89, and old Virginia's 101.
Whenever I see Arthur Blank now, I was watching a little bit of that quarterback show, and they got, this is from last year, they got Arthur Blank. Boy, he's got a real Vincent Price-looking thing.
He's got a cartoon villainous thing about him.
Yeah, like, I keep waiting for him to be, like, I keep waiting him to do, like, the Thriller, like, monologue.
That little pencil mustache?
Yeah, and it's
by all accounts, everyone really thinks he's great.
Yeah.
They like
him.
Yeah. I think he is well liked as an owner.
It sounds like he's really, yeah.
Well, he's and he's kind of one of those, like, what do you need from me? Like, I'll versus Mike Brown, that's like, yeah, I know what you need from me, but I'm not doing it. Like, Cincinnati finds a way to nickel and dime their players. Like, no one likes playing for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Blank was the first one to have that whole concessions menu that it's totally reasonable. And so he really endeared himself to the fans. Yeah. Like, you don't have to pay $15 for a hot dog. And he started that.
Yeah, it's yeah, and we'll figure this out here, because obviously we're going to get a new owner here in Portland, you know, pretty soon. But there's not many really good owners. And so when you get one, you just thank your lucky stars. Because if you get a bad one, man, it's exhausting.
I have something to report.
What? What do we?
This is breaking news.
Either kill someone.
Is Virginia McCaskey already dead?
She died.
Yeah, that's what it is.
When I heard that tone in your voice, I was like, that's normally we kill someone.
Why are we cheering?
Well, normally we kill someone, but in this case, we didn't. We brought her back to life.
Yeah, she passed in February of this year.
And then killed her again.
Okay, well, you know.
She's very dead, and George.
Hey, she's not very dead.
She just had the Jesus type run with us. She came back from the dead, and now she's gone again. And...
Look, I don't feel bad about not killing someone. I feel bad when we kill someone.
Yeah, like we killed Bob Barker.
Yeah, yeah. Jim J. Bullock. We've done that a bunch.
So George McCaskey has taken over, and he is 69 years old. So my list was a year.
I like that. Like old. When we turn it over to like the youngin, 69.
Wouldn't that be cool?
The young whippersnapper.
Like, you go through your life, and I'm sure George's life has been good being a McCaskey, you know? But wouldn't it be cool, like, you go through life, and you get to your sundowning years, you know, you're in your 60s, maybe even your 70s. 60s, you're not sundowning, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, you get up there in age, and you're like, what's left in this world? And then you just get handed an NFL team.
Like, here you go.
Like, here, why don't you run this until you die?
Need something to do in retirement? Here's an NFL team.
You know, fun would that be?
And the great thing is you can't screw it up. And we talked about this. The Packers released their financials, because they have to, they're publicly owned. And before the Packers made a dollar from being the Green Bay Packers, the NFL wrote them a check last year for $435 million.
It's a money printing operation.
You don't have to do anything. You could literally just, you could purposely tank it. And the NFL's like, here's $500 million and there you go.
Well, that's why families like the McCaskies are kind of cheap and then never sell because they've had it for so long that they paid like a couple $100 for it.
That's like the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
like
right.
Mike Brown. See, like,
they collect their checks and then they're cheap on top of it.
Yeah, when you look at like Philadelphia, like the Eagles, they run it so well because they'll spend. But in the NFL, when you sign someone to a guaranteed deal, whatever guaranteed money is out there, you have to write a check for that. It goes into an escrow account. So, like, when say Jimmy Haslam's is a moron, but when he gave Deshaun Watson, was it 230?
237, I think.
He wrote a check for $230 million, and they stuck that thing, although I'm guessing it's not a check. Although, wouldn't it be great if he wrote one of those Happy Gilmore checks, $230 million? But you have to put that away somewhere. Well, like the Brown family, like in Cincinnati, they won't do it. Some people don't think they have the money to do it because they're not that wealthy. But they won't. They will not do those big deals, which is weird because Jerry seemingly has all that money, and he's still a cheap ass when it comes to that.
Haslam, he's the Flying J guy.
Yeah, he's the truck stop guy.
And I was looking at that. So I don't want to call these people morons because sometimes they have built
big businesses.
Really big businesses. I'm like, you can't really be a moron and do that.
No.
I don't think.
To have that much success.
Maybe you can.
Yeah.
But you can be a moron in other areas. Like, I just don't like to call like really successful people morons. Okay, it's just a thing for me. But then I look it up, and I will call him a moron because he didn't start Flying J. Like, his dad did.
Oh, well.
So he's, you know what I mean? Like, there's a
very capable of being a moron.
There's a big difference. Yes, yes. You can be a moron and inherit a business and not run it into the ground.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's like Mike Brown for the Cincinnati Bengals. He just took it over from his dad. That was Paul Brown.
Well, there's
Brown.
Another one. So like, I have much more respect for the guys who actually start. Like, I think Tepper, he started his own.
Yeah, Tepper's a billionaire, and he made it.
Was it. His business.
It was his business.
So, I mean, I have more respect for that than I do, you know, Trump or Haslam or these guys that were handed hundreds of millions.
No, Tepper is a self-made billionaire, 100%.
And that's like the Josh Harris guy in Washington now, right? Wasn't he the same way?
Yes.
Handed money?
He made it himself.
Oh, good. Yeah, what did he do?
I think he was
fund?
Another
I should have been a
venture
fund.
Capitalist type guy, something like that.
Tepper was just a blue collar. He got a bachelor's degree from the University of Pittsburgh and an MBA from Carnegie Mellon, and then he just started building his own institutional investors alpha was his, and he was a hedge fund manager. And built it up. And
then Josh Harris private equity.
So Arthur Blank co-founded Home Depot, dude.
Yeah, he's a Home Depot guy.
I mean,
I think Ross.
Stephen Ross?
I think he was like Blockbuster, and I think he might have done Lowe's as well. I think he might be one of those guys. Same sort of
thing.
He
was a tax attorney.
He was a tax attorney?
Yeah.
I thought he built a... Maybe I'm wrong.
Then he went to Bear Stearns.
I thought for some reason he had built a company.
He founded a real estate development company in 1972.
Wow.
It says he's known for developing the Deutsche Bank Center.
Hmm. Yeah. He was a developer.
Then I am wrong.
But you are wrong.
It is. There is an appreciation. Yeah. But in this world that we're living in, it's getting harder and harder for those because you have to be so, you know, like Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys for... You know, at the time, a record price, and he was an oil guy who was successful, but the cost of these teams now, it's rarefied air to be able to buy an NFL team. I mean, you got to have that Walmart money. That's a whole different ballgame. Whereas back in the day, you could have family-run operations, which is why, like Irsay said, he'll never sell. Like, it was like, no, this is staying in our family, because that family could never buy an NFL team today.
All right. Well, welcome to our Tuesday program. We're hot for sports today. Let's have a beer.
I turned it on. I saw Jimmy Haslam, and I just
hijacked that segment.
Well, and I watch a lot of stuff on NFL camps, and every time I see one of the owners, I'm just like, oh my god! Like, I can't wait to see what comes out of their mouth now.
48 hours until Trey Lance steps on the battlefield.
Oh, hell yeah! Huh? Number 3 overall pick.
Thursday, Jim Harbaugh said he's starting the game for the Chargers.
That's all you need to know about how serious this game is.
May even play into the third quarter.
And I bet you Jim Harbaugh legitimately thinks Trey Lance is awesome.
No.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, he's great. He loves football.
He's probably convinced himself of that.
Yeah, like he does with everyone. Yeah.
I think Jim Harbaugh's convincing himself that he could still go out there and sling the rock. I bet you wears cleats out there.
Yep.
Hey, you know, and last night on our club hour, we got sidetracked because Ryan Sandberg died.
Yeah.
The great Ryan Sandberg.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Yeah, that one hits home. He's only 65.
Yeah.
An excellent Ryan Sandberg question popped up on X today.
Ooh.
I think it's an excellent question.
I like where we're going with this.
And there is no way to know the answer, so we will speculate as we do best.
I'd love to wildly speculate.
Coming up next on our show here on 105.1. Yes, now on FM on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, The Fan. Forgot to welcome back Ryan Buckley to today's program. He wasn't here yesterday, guys.
Nope. Dad duty.
With alleged kid problems.
Yeah. Well, wife was out of town. Nobody put the kids to bed. Unless you want to go do it.
Just bring them in here, man.
Hey, where's the wife?
Let them run wild.
She was in Mexico from Friday through Monday.
Must be nice to be the Buckley family.
What's she doing down there?
Girls trip. Long overdue.
Shall you slip that one in there in case she was listening? Ah, honey, it was long overdue. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's listening. Is she?
She occasionally listens.
Home?
And actually, she might. Yeah, she got home last night. Yeah. She got last home last night about 11.
We've discovered that not only does Mrs. Buckley listen, but more importantly, Mrs. Buckley has feelers and tentacles out there that report back on the comings and goings of one Ryan Buckley to Mrs. Buckley.
Oh, she's dubbed herself Karen because of Sook. So.
So,
you know,
yeah, I just liked how he slived that
speed
one in
bumps
there
and whatnot.
What was she doing down there? Girls trip. Well deserved. Well overdue. Yes, honey. Well deserved.
Yeah,
you
needed a
you
vacation,
work hard.
Needed a recharge.
And this family owes you a giant debt of gratitude. And it's go down to Mexico. It's,
we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mexico.
I do feel like with moms, particularly working moms.
Yeah.
It's kind of understood what you just said, because most of them don't ever take time for themselves.
Yeah.
And they do everything.
I don't
no
think she's
offense,
taken
Buckley.
A trip by herself since we've had two kids.
So. I mean, I just think that's common. So it's just kind of understood that it's well-deserved because they never...
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time... Like, my wife's the same way.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. She's better about it now. You know, kids out of the house. She's older.
Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah. Get. Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the child-rearing days, you know, it's like, you're not... Moms aren't.
Yeah, but here's my question.
Dads are. Moms aren't.
Yeah. Well, we all
we have
know
no
that,
problem going on a golf trip.
That even a great dad is just an average mom. But
that's very true.
Fantastic.
That is very true.
But this is it goes back to my it's why like the sitcom dad always drove me nuts a little bit, because I had to raise the kids by myself. And it always drove me crazy when in all the media was portrayed that like somehow if the dad was in charge, you know. The dad's like ironing like a grilled cheese sandwich, and then the washer catches on fire.
Then it's just mayhem.
You're like, okay, I get it. When mom's there, things run smoother. But at the same, Buckley is an intelligent, well accomplished man. I'm sure he can keep his two children alive.
I had
a few
them
days.
Fed, bathed, laundry done.
But,
it wasn't a big deal.
But when there's always this idea with some that like, well, if I wasn't around, you guys would just fall apart and be like, no, it wouldn't go as well, but we're going to be fine. So if you would like to take a
prefer it, but we could do it.
Exactly. So go on your trip. Well, I can't leave. You guys need me. No, you just don't want to go on a trip so that then you can still hold it over our heads that, oh, I do everything around here and this place would go apart without me. It's a real guilt trip sort of thing that I can't. I'm like, go. You want to go? Go. We'll be fine. We'll welcome you when you come back. But some of that is self-imposed punishment on the part of the ladies.
Well, it makes them feel wanted.
Well, if you never take the trip, you can't do all that hemming and hawing all the time.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, well, I need a break. Take one.
Then go. I'm happy to let you have it.
Yes, you can. You can take a break. You're choosing not to.
Well, moms are elite, generally speaking.
That's why I said, even a great dad
dads
is just
not.
An average mom.
Dads are not. So I get what you're saying, but let's be honest.
We need the moms.
We need the moms way more than we need the dads.
Oh.
Okay?
Well,
until the checkbook comes up.
I can't tell you the number
expired.
Of times when I was raising the kids where I would have to do one of these. Kids, I'm just sorry. It's like we'd be somewhere and like they'd be somewhere like back to school shopping. Like I'd be taking my kids shopping and we'd see all the moms. And I would just look at my daughters and be like, I don't know what to tell you. Sorry. This is all you got. And Just, I wish I could do something different.
The fan text line, you should have seen the generational shock when my grandparents saw me change a diaper. Husband of the GD year in their eyes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day.
You know, I've never changed a diaper.
Are you S'ing me?
No.
Not once.
No. I mean, I didn't meet, Meatball was two when I met.
But he would have still been in diapers, right?
That's still diapers?
He wasn't. I mean, that wasn't, he had his little underoos.
Yeah, usually
stuff.
Potty training starts around two and a half, three.
I mean, I don't know. If he did,
no,
I didn't change.
No niece, no nephew, no nothing?
No, never done it.
Whoa. Could you?
I mean, I don't know.
Huh.
I wouldn't put me in charge.
Wow.
My grandfather never had and didn't, I guess, really know what to expect. They're like, you know, you're a smart guy. You can figure it out. And he just left me on the changing table and turned around and walked across the room. And I just rolled right off. On the floor from the changing table. They didn't let him change many more diapers after that.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Well, anyway, now we've blown through another segment. The fan text line can be reached at 503-864-6326. Okay, an excellent Ryan Sandberg question from X, and we will attempt to answer it next. But first, here's Buck with Fan Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What? That's right, you heard him, 105.1 FM. How about that?
When did this happen?
The Bella is no more. Maybe it was just Bella.
Take that. Yeah, it's not the Bella.
The Bella.
The Bella. It's now Fella, 105.
That's right.
One, the Fella.
Bella.
No, you still find us on TV, by the way.
Okay, so Ryan Sandberg question, and then we're going back to the topic we just had, but I've got to get this Ryan Sandberg.
We got to go back?
Well, you mentioned it during the break, and it is a good question, and I would frame it this way, because I was saying I've never changed a diaper.
Yeah, which kind of blew me away. I assumed you would have changed one of Meatball's diapers.
No. No. And then you said you've never baked.
I have never baked a cookie or a brownie. I've cooked, but I've never baked.
Two of us.
Yeah. So not only have you not changed a diaper, nor have you baked a cookie.
I only do manly things, bro.
But you don't own a grill.
High tea. Yeah. Anyway, the question is, ordinary things people do all the time, but you've never done.
Yeah.
I have a couple of others that I want to tell you about.
Okay.
So text Ordinary things people do all the time you've never done. Fan text line can be reached 503-864-6326. But here's the Ryan Sandberg question. I thought this was great.
Okay.
So Ryan Sandberg has passed at the age of 65.
Greatness.
He was awesome. He was a second baseman for the Cubbies back in the day when we all watched the Cubs. Yep. Because for you young Sparkies, you don't know, on WGN, everybody had WGN on their cable package, and they played the Cubs games.
You got the Cubs or the Braves. And if you were in some parts, like out west, like in Alaska, you got Mets. You had two, maybe three teams.
I never got the Mets.
And then, well, Midwest, you know, but out, you know, you probably got, there had to be some local station that ran Royals games, right?
Oh, yeah, we got Royals. Yeah. But every Cubs and Braves game was on. It was so random.
Yes.
But you'd watch them because you love baseball. And at that time, you couldn't watch other baseball games except your local team.
Yeah, or you get the Saturday, you'd get like the game of the week. You'd get one national game. You're like, oh, you get a chance to see like Fernando Valenzuela or something.
And back when I was growing up, they didn't have interleague.
No.
So I couldn't watch the Royals. The White Sox were also on WGN from time to time, but the Cubs would bump them. It was kind of this weird thing. But when the Royals played the White Sox, I always enjoyed going over to listen to Hawk Harrelson and the White Sox broadcast.
Yeah.
And so I would have really liked to have gone and listened to Harry Carey call a Royals game, you know, if they played the Cubs. But they never played the Cubs because they have interleague.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The youngins don't realize that, you know.
Yeah, you kids. No. You're spoiled.
And the Cubs didn't have night games.
Well, they did. Towards the end. They didn't put in lights there until, what year was that?
I think it was in the 90s. Because growing up, I remember them putting up lights and it being a big deal.
So here's the question. Somebody posed this on X and it's a great one. Unanswerable question, but good to spitball about.
88, by the way.
That was 88?
88, man. I remember it being a big freaking deal.
Oh, it was
people
huge,
talking
yeah.
about it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I mean, isn't that wild to think they would never play a home night game?
No.
They couldn't.
No.
Because they didn't have lights.
Nope.
So they'd be on it. I mean, you'd get home from school, they'd be on.
Yeah, they were always on.
Be on at 11
mm-hmm.
if you were sick.
Yeah, it was
watch,
great.
Watch Rhino get up there. And
Andre Dawson and those guys?
It used to drive my dad crazy because when I was growing up, both the A's and the Giants were a premium subscription on local cable in the Bay Area. You had to subscribe to Sports Channel for like $20 a month or something. And my dad's like, forget that. I'll listen on the radio on my way home from work. And so I couldn't watch the local games except for like the 20 a year that were on your local network or whatever. But I could watch every damn Braves game. So I was like a Braves fan. It pissed my dad off. I'm like, well, then buy the package. He didn't.
Take that, John Buckley.
So my favorite player growing up was Ron Gant.
Ronnie Gant.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with some Ron Gant.
So the question is, between WGN, ESPN, the raw number of baseball games played, and the timing of his career, is Ryan Sandberg the most watched athlete on TV in American history?
Oh, my God. That is really stinking good.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm trying to think
And if you think about it...
Maybe.
I think he might be.
From a national...
Now,
I mean...
Well... Okay, so think about this.
Dude, you just blew
my
mind.
He's got it on volume. He's a volume opportunity.
It is mind-blowing because he played... So you mentioned Andre Dawson, some of the other Cubs.
Sure.
They weren't there as long as Rhino.
No.
So Rhino was there. Yeah, I think he played 14 seasons there.
Yeah, his rookie year was with the Phillies, and then he was in Chicago for 14 years.
And WGN, so, I mean, they played all the Cubs games, including road games, right?
Yeah.
So that's 162 games per season. To everybody across the country, generally speaking. If you had cable, you had WGN.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the ratings were, but...
They were there.
People were watching all over the country. Who would be bigger? I can only think of one guy. Actually, two. One would be Dale Murphy, because he played as long as Ryan Sandberg, and it was the same idea.
Same thing with the Braves.
But the other, somebody mentioned on this post, was Tom Brady, because if you think about... How many millions of people watch the Super Bowl? He's been in seven of those.
Yeah.
Were they like 150 million at a time?
I don't know if it's 150, but it's 100 plus. I want to say it's like 120, 130, somewhere in that range. And he's been, well, he hasn't been in seven. He's been in nine. Or is it 10?
Oh, yeah.
He's
I didn't count the losses.
He's
won
seven. I think he's lost three because he lost two to Eli and he lost one to Big D, Nick Foles. So, yeah, he's been 10 Super Bowls.
10 Super Bowls.
So, just off that alone, he has had...
Pretty good.
He's had a billion
people. That's a billion.
He's had a billion people. It's
But wait,
it's Tom Brady.
Well, wait a minute though. What? Give me a conservative WGN game to game average in the '80s or whatever when Ryan Sandberg played of the rating.
Boy, I'll bet you. Yeah, but here's the thing.
So he played 2,614 games, I think is what I saw.
Boy, let's go. I don't know how many people. I wonder if I could look that up. I don't know.
Is it a million
trying right
and a half?
Now.
Is it?
I don't know. If you said like
all across the country,
if you said like 800,000, 900,000, I don't know.
Across the country, it's got to be more than that.
I don't know how many people had. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. That is like that's such a bizarre question. And the one thing with Brady, are we counting different? Because of the 120 million people.
Well, don't forget his regular season games.
Yeah. I'm saying of the 120 million people that are watching the Super Bowl, how many of those people are watching the very next year? Those aren't 120 different million people every year, but it is, we're not saying different people. We're just saying the most time watched. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. Well, I didn't do a very good job of that. So let's say 100 million people, just keep it simple, 100 million people watch Tom Brady's first Super Bowl and 100 million people watch his next Super Bowl. How many of those are the same people?
Oh.
Are we counting different people, or is it just no? 100 million people watch this time, 100 million people watch, and it doesn't matter that it's the same people.
Yeah. Don't they have something called unique viewers or something?
Yeah, but there's no way you can have that many. I mean, the same people are going to be watching Cubs games. The same people are going to be watching the Super Bowl year after year. I mean, you're going to get new, but
this is why it's an unanswerable.
It is an yes,
answerable answer question. But if you just say conservatively that Cubs games averaged 1.5 million viewers,
yeah,
he played 2,164 games. That's 3.2 billion, which is almost triple what you were saying for Tom Brady's Super Bowls.
It's possible. It is possible that he is the most watched.
Because they were on,
of all time.
I think the key is that they were on all across the country.
Yes.
It wasn't, you know, that's it. And they play so many games, and he played for so long. I think that guy who posed that question is right.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
It's a real possibility. You know what else, too? Allow me to throw this one out there. And this is going to be weird, but I'm going with simply. How many people are in China?
Ooh.
I think it's 3 billion.
6 billion? I don't know.
Well, no, there's like 8 billion on the planet. Six of them aren't in China, but there's a lot of people in China.
1.4 billion.
1.4 billion.
I was a little off.
Yeah.
Why did I just Google?
Six?
I did. Why did I just?
75% of the whole Earth?
Why do you think I Googled China attendance? What's wrong
sports,
with
the
that's
entire
why.
Continent attended? Well, because the NBA is a juggernaut in China. And two things, like
China,
Yao Ming, when Yang Hansen came over, dude, it's five something, was it like 5.7 million people tuned in to watch that dude play in a summer league game? What was Yao? How many people were watching Yao on a day-to-day basis? Or when Jordan was at his peak, he had all of the NBA finals. He had all of his regular season games. What was the number he was doing in China?
That's a good question. AI says it's Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah. They're saying, again, AI, you know, yeah, you never know. You know. But it says the most watched athlete of all time on TV is likely Michael Jordan. His dominance in basketball, particularly high-flying play, numerous championship rings, made him a global icon. He was a major figure. NBA dominance, global appeal, marketability, and cultural impact. They say MJ.
Yeah,
but
again,
I don't think so.
That doesn't go. I mean,
I don't think so.
Yeah, global. I'm just talking. You said eyeballs. How many eyeballs tuned in? The Sandberg one's really good. It's an unanswerable question, but that is a really, because there's never been someone that was that had a captive audience. Like, you didn't have any choices.
Someone submits on the text line, Chipper Jones, long career with the Braves. I was trying to think of the Braves' longest tenured player on TBS.
But by the time Chipper came around, those deals were...
Yeah.
It was
and
no
people
longer...
weren't having to watch that.
You weren't having to watch it. When you were our age in the 80s and you were coming up, you had...
So he played 19 seasons.
Yeah.
Games. He played about 300 more games than Rhino.
Yeah.
Let me see what Dale Murphy played. It might be Murphy.
Yeah, it could
I mean,
be.
Who do you think got better ratings? The Cubs or the Braves back?
The Cubs. The Braves were... You know, the Cubs have always been a huge deal, and the Braves, dude, the Braves didn't even sell out their own stadium when the Braves were good.
Yeah, he played. So
I feel like
people all over the country would watch the games because they're on TBS.
So. I feel like Sandberg was a bigger deal than Dale Murphy, even though Dale Murphy won two MVPs.
Yeah, he played fewer games in Atlanta.
Yeah.
1,926 games in Atlanta.
See, this is one of those, like, if you had, like, an all-encompassing power, like, if you could ask God or Buddha or Tom Cruise, I would,
is one we'd ask.
These are sort of the dumb questions, like, that I would ask. I'm like, excuse me, All-Father, Mother, the All-Powerful, could you tell me, who is the most watched athlete? And just watch him, like, be, like, what? Yeah, you're all knowing. Let me know. Who's the most watched? Maybe it's someone that we don't even, we like missing someone.
Maybe some soccer bros or something.
Oh, global. I didn't even think about soccer.
Yeah, Deal mentioned Messi, but like he hasn't won World Cup. So.
Oh boy, you just pulled a Gretzky.
But he hasn't done it a bunch of times. He won one World Cup.
He's pulled a Gretzky.
What? I know that he won a World Cup, but he's not like been to the finals a bunch of the times like Jordan, you know?
No. I wonder what the World Cup viewership, because I don't know who the guy was before. I don't know. Like, I don't know who was like the guy before Messi. Like, I don't know. Like
Ronaldo or Ronaldinho.
Yeah, someone like that. Yeah, because soccer has such a, we live in our little world of the United States where we have 300, you know, whatever million. But that soccer audience, that's a.
What if it's some highlight player?
Yeah. Croquet.
Cricket. I don't think croquet's that.
Ooh, cricket, though.
Yeah, cricket.
Get the Indian audience?
Yeah, it's a billion. There's a billion in India, and they love their cricket.
Yeah, but rhino.
I love it.
So the question was, between WGN, ESPN, the raw numbers of baseball games played, and the timing of his career, is Ryan Sandberg the most watched athlete on TV in American history? Damn good question, and it's quite possible that he is.
I love it.
And there's your segment. Thank you.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
We're going home.
We're out.
Ordinary things people do all the time, but you've never done. Some of yours, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ordinary things people do all the time you've never done came up because I've never changed a diaper. Somehow I admitted that. And Sook's never baked, although I never have either. And I got another one for you. I've never played Xbox or PlayStation.
Oh, no video game console ever?
Well, Nintendo.
Okay.
But
you've never played one of the modern consoles?
I have not.
Really?
Not one time. No.
Oh my gosh. You never
even had them.
A buddy, a meet never had a PlayStation?
No, he did, yeah.
And you never sat down to play it?
Oh god, no.
Wow.
No, I was golfing.
Dude, that of the three things, the never baking the diaper, that one blows my mind.
Yeah, I know a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
But
or even if you haven't done it, like you do it occasionally. Like you
I played the Wii. Does that count?
It's close.
I played Tiger Woods golf on Wii the tennis game.
Yeah, the tennis game or whatever.
Kind of cool.
Buck said up until like what you were in your 30s, you had never changed a tire.
Yeah, I had a flat at our old building. Greg Glover came in the studio one morning, and he's like, hey, man, you got a nail sticking out of your tire. I'm like, well, I've always either had AAA or was getting low and I could take it to a place and never had the full-on flat and didn't know how to do it. And the brand man showed me how. So
I'll bet you, because today a lot of people through insurance or AAA, I'll bet you that's for this generation. I'll bet you that's pretty common to not have changed a tire. Because it's almost all... I mean,
I
even
would think
now,
so too.
I haven't changed one in years.
It's been years.
Yeah, because you have a service.
Well, I also think as you get older, you value time more.
Sure.
And you're like, there are people that get paid to do that.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's part of
exactly. I'm not going to waste my time doing it. I'm going to take my golf clubs and sit over here.
Here's going. Someone said 33 never ordered anything on Amazon.
Whoa,
that's
really
that's something,
dude.
Is that the
That's the biggest one yet.
That's great.
Never ordered any. I don't think that is great. That man's missing out. Amazon makes things so easy. We talk about valuing time.
Yeah.
Amazon and stuff. It's not like they're gouging you.
No.
It's normal price stuff. Sometimes cheaper. That saves you so much time in life.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Because I will say that I don't like ordering things on Amazon. Like I think that's probably a company that is not doing us any favors, but it's so convenient. I do it all the time. It's shocking the amount of times that instead of driving to a Fred Meyer that is literally a mile from my house, for a grooming product, I will order it on Amazon and then have someone bring it to me in a truck. It seems... Like, I'll get guilty sometimes and I'll wait until I have to buy like five things because then I can justify it. I'm like, well, they're not just showing up to my house in a truck for one thing of aftershave.
See, I don't know if it makes me weird or different, but I like the analog experience of going to the store. So if I just need one thing, I almost never want to do Amazon because I want to go and have that experience or interaction.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's like humanizing in some way. It's just, I like going to the store. I like going on errands.
Someone said never had an orgasm.
Whoa.
That's male or female on that one.
Here's the guy I've never watched Titanic, 39-year-old male. It's my wife's all-time favorite movie, holding out strong.
Wow.
Well, and if you're 39, that means you were a teenager when it came out, and every teenager saw that movie when it came out.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
it. It was a cultural phenomenon.
It's like not having watched Star Wars
or something. Yeah,
yeah. And the fact that it's your wife's favorite movie, she's never sucked you into playing the Rose and Jack and watch a little Titanic and draw me like one of your nude girls. That's impressive.
Here's Jordan who says, so everyday things you've never done, considering I live in Southeast Portland near Sook's Safeway, I've never done fentanyl. Hey-o. Wow.
Dude, that Safeway is something else.
That is a pretty ordinary thing over there.
I don't think I can go back, by the way. I think that might be
not your Safeway.
No. It's just the one over by a gym I go to, and I think that may be a... That may be a one and done. Don't think I'm heading back there. Now, no offense to the fine people of Safeway on 122nd, but
the
I'm
question
good.
Is ordinary things people do all the time, but you've never done. Now this one I'd be interested to get your opinion on. He says, I never drink pre-workout or make a protein shake after I work out. I've been going to the gym consistently for 10 years and have never really ever drank any of that stuff. I think it's a scam, but that's just me. I got big without it.
Yeah, that if you are a regular gym goer, that's a rarity. Now, if you don't go to the gym, then no. But if you are someone that literally works out a bunch, the fact that you've never done a pre or post workout anything, that's mildly strange.
Is that like saying I'm an avid golfer, but I've never gone to the range or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
I would say that. Yeah, I've been golfing for 10 years. I'm a pretty good stick, and I've never taken, I guess maybe it would be like I've never taken a lesson or I've never worked on.
Yeah, you
know, that's odd. It's unusual.
Rusty is in. He says, I've never participated in a fantasy league, football, baseball, basketball, what have you.
Well, I've never done that. Well.
Yes, you have.
You
did. One year you
I would think for sports fans, that would be unique.
I didn't do anything other than I paid an entry fee and let my buddy do it so that I could go to the after party. Does that count?
Yes, you did it.
Okay. Okay.
I'm 50, have never had any social media app ever.
There'll be plenty of people that are like that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's good.
So we'll see how many people the fan have never driven a stick. Again, that's a generational thing. I'll bet you a ton.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, you've driven, your first car was a stick.
Yeah. Yeah. I can drive a stick.
Because Buck, you're a little younger, but not a ton.
My
dad drove a stick and still drove a stick when I turned 16. So I never drove a stick regularly, but I did learn how.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I had a car. Yeah, I did have a car that was a stick, but my first car was not a stick. But my dad had a Datsun that was a stick, and so he made me drive it.
Yeah, one of my three can drive it. I taught my son to drive a stick in Iceland. So my son can drive it. I think that's it. I think that's the only other one in my family. Neither one of my siblings could. My mom couldn't. I think that's a generational thing. And I think the more we go, I mean, they don't make a lot of them. Even like high-end sports cars now don't come in
so
sticks.
My kid's 26 and he did learn, and I think he's happy that he did.
Yeah.
Should you even worry about it these days?
No.
With your kid?
Not unless you're going to Europe. If you're going to travel, you may need to, because a lot of times when you go to other countries, sometimes that's how we ended up. When in Iceland, we rented a van to drive around the country. And when we got there, and we ordered an automatic, and when we got there, the guy laughed at me. He's like, automatic? He's like, no, this is it. And so I went from, we were all going to take turns driving, to, well, I'm just going to drive. And my son was like, well, just teach me. And so it was like a necessity thing.
By the way, right now, I just ran a query here, and only 1.7% of all new car sales are manual transmission.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was like, even like when you buy like some Porsches and stuff now, they come with paddle shifters.
Yeah, you have paddles, but you don't have the clutch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are there ordinary cars other than rich guy cars that would have
I don't think so.
A stick?
Not, I think, in the States. I think you have to specially order them.
Yeah, they're custom, essentially.
They're custom. But if you go down to like Mexico, if you go over into Europe and you rent like a cheap little like a Toyota Yaris or something, it's going to be a stick shift. Which is why most of the time when we've traveled, I just end up driving because I'm the only one that can drive one.
I've never done yoga, 47 years old, friends with lots of health-conscious people. Another one says, 67, never been to Disneyland. You're not missing anything.
Nah, you're fine.
Only place outside the U.S. I've ever been is Canada, never been to Mexico or Hawaii. Got someone else who said, I'm 59 years old, never been to a strip club. Yeah, but that's not an ordinary thing. People don't...
No, I mean, if you're a religious type or, I don't know.
Here's a guy who says, I've never been on a train.
Oh.
About that?
Yeah, I mean, again... We're not really a train society. I always think it's weird when people haven't left the country, but again, I think that's more common than.
Oh yeah, I think it's more common than not.
Than the, yeah,
for
yeah.
Americans. Anyway.
Yes. Well, we're just such a big place, and it's just not a.
Well, yeah, you go to Europe; they're all. I mean, like you're an hour to three different borders.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But not here. But it is weird, like when you were.
Or at least you could be.
Yeah, when you're with someone and you, it's something that you think is normal, because we all live in a bubble. So if you've done something that's regular in your life, you assume it's regular for everyone else, and it's clearly not.
All right, details of the scene at NFL headquarters. We'll do that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.